Hi guys, it's Molly. So, I wanted to take the time to update you on what's been going on with my boss and I. And if you hear crackling sounds and stuff in the background, it's just me rolling a blunt, as per my usual. So, I, for a little bit, was suspecting that my boss found my GWA misbehaviors. I was legitimately concerned. That was until he invited me over to his house yesterday. You would think to yourself, oh, he's totally inviting Molly over. Obviously, Roger's trying to fuck. Well, that wasn't the case. Or at least that's not, I don't know. I'm going to ask your guys' opinion and let's see what you guys think. So for the last couple of days, he's been super nice to me, which has been really, really confusing. I didn't know why. Just started being like really soft-spoken and kind to me, but still shitty to everyone else. So I just assumed that he had found my audios and, maybe my imagination got the best of me. I got super excited and was like, even went to the store and like got some like new underwear and a bra and everything. Was like trying to like look super sexy because I assumed that when he invited me over after work that it meant that my boss was finally going to screw me. But so I show up, and as I thought, his wife wasn't home. His kids were nowhere to be found, and he said they were all gone for the weekend. So I got, of course, super excited. And, you know, he took me to his computer room because I was supposed to be there to fix his computer. Everything was all well and good at first. You know, we ordered food and, you know, just, we had a good time. We were just chatting and talking and showing each other YouTube videos and relatively normal, friendly stuff. And I just kind of thought, well, maybe the problem is at work he's so stressed out that maybe he's really a nice guy and just stress makes him a dick. You know, that's what I was thinking anyway. And then it's like, it just kept going. Every time I tried to leave, he would just gently nudge my attention to something else. He had a collectible, or had a comic book, or had a picture I should see. And then finally, when I think he ran out of distractions and I really had to go, Roger grabbed my hand and said, "Please don't go." And my heart started beating a mile a minute. And instead of just going fuck it and just kissing him like I should have done, in retrospect, I realized I really should have just grabbed him and kissed him. I made the mistake of just looking at him like an idiot and going, "Why? Why?" I knew why. He wanted to fuck. Why would I sabotage myself like that? I wanted him so bad, and he was right there in my hands, like fucking putty. I could have had him. But you know what I think the problem was? It wasn't on my terms. He was being sweet. Oh, my cat's meowing, pardon me. Cass, shut up. Shut up. I'm busy. No. Ugh, this is why I hate recording at home. Do any of you guys talk to your cat? Like, you know, or talk to any of your pets like people? Because I do. Me and Cass, we're like roommates. Like, she's not like my cat. She's my roommate. I just happen to pay for everything and take care of her. But anyway, so back to Roger. So, it wasn't on my terms. I wanted that beast that turns me on so much. I wanted that fucking monster. The man who screams at me and calls me names and makes me tremble. That's what I wanted. I didn't want this, like, mousy dude. that was like trying to seduce me with comic books. Like, I get it. It's really cool that he has like a really awesome collection of comics because he knows I love comics, but brah, that's not how you get pussy. So I'm completely convinced he's not listening to any of my audios. Because if he was listening to my audios, he would know exactly what to do with a slut like me. And the fact that he doesn't, I'm so disappointed. I'm so fucking disappointed. I want him to, like, I don't know, rape me. I know that sounds bad. So I'm going to light this and keep talking. So just one moment. So yeah, I'm like wicked disappointed. I'm completely like, where's that monster that I've started like falling in lust with? It's not fair. It is not fair at all. Cause now, I don't know, the fantasy is kind of ruined. Like, I don't know why he's suddenly being nice. It's so confusing. I'm kind of angry. Like, I want him to fuck me. I want him to just grab me by my hair or throat or whatever and just hurt me. Is that really so much to ask for? I mean, Jesus Christ, sometimes a bitch just wants to get brutalized. And I thought he was the one to do it. I mean, he's like this giant fucking Danny Trejo looking motherfucker. Oh, just... I'm tempted to start acting bad at work to get his temper. But I don't want it to cost me my job, you know? I don't know. I just can't keep my hands off myself when I think about the way he yells at me. I don't know what it is. There's just something about when he's really angry. It just turns me on. I don't know what it is. Nobody's anger has ever affected me like his. I'm touching myself right now thinking about it. How badly I want him to just drive his teeth into me and bite me. Oh, I just want him to make me bleed. Oh. I was expecting coming into his house to get ravaged like he's a Dothraki. And, oh, he was just too nice. I don't want nice. I want to be called a whore. Like, he's not doing it right if my lips don't look slapped. Oh, the next day. Oh, I want it so bad. Oh god, I want it. I want him so bad. I want him so fucking bad. Mm-hmm. didn't even put my plan out. That's what he does to me. That's just what thinking about him does to me. I just like the way he inspires my submissiveness. Oh, I just want to worship him. Oh, Roger. You gotta find these audios. I know you're on DWA. You gotta find these audios. God, I want you. I want you so fucking bad.